Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
We can't always know when a natural disaster is going to occur, but in light of hurricanes that we've heard about and tsunamis in the world and things that happen, you just never know. But that doesn't mean you can't be a little bit at least prepared for something should that arise or that need arise. My guest is Dr. David Schoenfeld. He's a developmental behavioral pediatrician and the director of the National Center for School Crisis and Bereavement. Welcome to the show, Dr. Schoenfeld. So, can you prepare for a natural disaster or something that would make it so that you have to get out of your house very quickly?
I think it is important to kind of anticipate what are the natural disasters and other types of emergencies that are most likely to occur in your community or in your home and start to take some steps on how to prepare for it.
So I'm a bit of a nut job, Dr. Schoenfeld. I have little black post-its on all the important drawers and things that I would need so that I could, in half an hour, shove things into a little box. And I mean, I do these things and I have a medical emergency box planned. Am I going too far with some of these things, or is this what you're supposed to do based on the Red Cross recommendations for evacuation?
People talk about having a go kit ready or something where you can take with you quickly all the most important things that you might need in the setting of an emergency. And that would be helpful for a natural disaster. It might be also helpful if you need to run out of the house because someone got hospitalized or there was an accident and you might be out for a day or two. So I think that it's, I can't speak to whether or not you overdo it, but a certain amount of preparation is important, and I think it's a good idea to do ahead of time. And so we talk about there are lists that you can get on the American Academy of Pediatrics website, and they'll direct you to government websites as well that go over some of the things to think about in a go-to kit. And for some of those things, you're going to actually want to put them all in that kit. Some of the things you may want to just figure out where you're going to be able to get them quickly. So, for example, you'll want to have at least a couple days' supply of medication. You may not want to put that in the drawer, particularly if you have very young children, if that's going to be accessible and might be a safety hazard. But you would want to know where you could get that medication quickly and perhaps just make a list of what you need to grab and make sure that you have it in a readily accessible and reachable area.
So when Hurricane Katrina and all those people were stuck in that shelter for 5 days and longer, and you think about, did they have their medications and they didn't have water? And should we know evacuation routes, shelter locations, things, depending on where you live, of course, and whether you're subject to something like, I'm in Chicago, Dr. Schoenfeld, so we don't have hurricanes or tsunamis or things here. We have tornadoes. And we know we're supposed to go into the basement, but what about the people who might have to evacuate? How do you find out those kinds of things?
Well, I think part of what you do is you get more involved with your local government and you find out what resources they have in place. You can also speak to your pediatrician or other pediatric healthcare provider to get information about who to contact and where to get that information. But yes, I do think you want to know what are likely evacuation routes if you're in a community that's prone to hurricanes, where evacuation is something that can be anticipated and may need to occur quickly, but you know ahead of time. We do also recommend that people have a certain supply of fresh water and food and medication on hand in case they can't leave their home and they need to shelter in place until help arrives. That might happen because of a tornado, it might happen because of an earthquake or fires or some other natural disaster that might occur. So we recommend that you have at least, you know, 3 days' supply of water, for example. And that's also useful if for some reason you lose, like if you have a water pump that's based on electricity and you lose electrical power, then you might need the water for that purpose, or you might have a water main break and need it as well. I think in general it's useful to be prepared for emergencies And that includes natural disasters.
Well, I think that that's an important point, is it, the power going out. That can happen anywhere and all the time, in storms, in anything. So you have to plan for that water, as you say. And I think another good bit of advice is signing up for those emergency alerts through your school system. You know, some schools are closed here because of criminals and things. You have to know, as a parent, what you're going to do, how you're going to get your kids, if you're supposed to go to the school, how you communicate. Now, what about communicating during a disaster? If cell phones are out, the Red Cross recommends, Dr. Schoenfeld, to use somebody out of the area as your emergency contact so that everybody would figure out a way to contact that person and let them know. But what do you think? What should people do? What should be sort of the way you make sure everybody keeps in contact if you're not all together?
Well, there's a couple of things. First off, when you're dealing with very young children, you want to help them understand how to give information to others that can help reunite them with the family if they're separated. That might occur during an evacuation if because of the situation. Sometimes children are separated from adults. You know, a storm could hit when an adult is not there. So you want them to be able to give that information, but that's also useful if they get lost in a department store or they get separated in an amusement park. So you want to make sure your child knows how to get in touch with people and to get help and to be reunited. So if you think about it, if you tell a very young child, say, you know, a five-year-old, if all they can say is, I live on Main Street, that doesn't help a whole lot if they get lost in Disney World. Or if they say, I live in Connecticut, that isn't going to help very much if they get lost at the grocery store. So you want them to understand that they live on a street, that that street is in a town, and that town is in a state. And you want them to understand, and that is more complicated than I think most people think. So you want to make sure that children understand information so that they can give that information to others if they're separated. You also want them to be able to give information about how to contact family members, whether they learn their cell phone number or they carry something with them that has that information written so that they can reliably give that. And so that's, and then you want them to know what to do in an emergency situation. What should they get help for and who can they contact for that help? So it isn't just teaching them how to dial 911. That's fairly simple. You just dial 911. But you also want them to understand what are the circumstances that you should use that for and what are the circumstances that you use other ways of approaching trusted adults to get help.
And I would like to point out that the American Red Cross does have disaster prep kits that you can buy and things that you can keep if you're somebody that doesn't want to gather all of that stuff. So just in the last 30 seconds, Dr. Schoenfeld, your best advice, what you want listeners to know about disaster preparedness.
Well, one of the things that we didn't talk about is that you really should write down information about your child's medical history, medications they take, any illnesses that they have or allergies or special conditions, so that they have that information and you have that information in an emergency, and you can present that to healthcare providers.
So you should be in touch with your school. You should know what your emergency plan is. You should know what your school's emergency evacuation situation is and what parents are supposed to do. Have that go kit, as Dr. Schoenfeld says. Have something that you have ready that you can think about. Know what natural disasters are going to be more prevalent in your area, and even plan for power outages and things of that nature. Have water on hand. Have your medications for at least 3 days and extra water around. So all of these things are very important for preparing for anything that might come up. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children. We'll be back. Stay tuned and stay well.